Hey, so I hope you and yours are healthy and as happy as is reasonable in times like these. It's been a long time since I've recorded anything and posted, so I thought this was a good time as any. So I really appreciate your time. I'll keep this fairly brief and hopefully it's not too erratic, and then maybe the text that I'll post along with this will help. I've been thinking a lot about infrastructure, and so I've been realizing just how fragile my internal home infrastructure is because it is about 2:30 p.m. right now, 2:40 on Friday, and I had to look up the date, April 3rd. I knew it was a Friday. I had no idea what the date was. And I have terrible network connectivity at home. And that's what I've been doing, working with a lot at home, is trying to sort of do some route striking and make the situation better for myself. Some of that involved using, again, more of Propeller, which is a configuration system. It's written in Haskell by Joey Hess of Debian and GitAnnox fame. Thank you, Joey. And another thing like that was dealing with my router and trying to improve it and reduce buffer bloat and to make the video conferencing experience a little bit better. And some of that has now evolved into trying to figure out how to reestablish a mumble server. So being able to do voice communication with other people that's more like casual conversation and not directed calls. So I will set that up and either put a link up or you can send me an email. I'd love to hear from any and all of you, because chances are either we know each other or we should know each other if you're listening to this and this seems interesting to you. So one of the things that I wanted to cover is, again, getting back to infrastructure, is that this is a chance for us to get a reset to our expectations with where we work and how we work. And that applies to the open source things. And one of the things that's bothered me about the centralization of working on GitHub with open source projects is that it is not really our house. We don't own it. It is akin to working at a chain coffee shop, right? So you don't get to choose who shows up. And that means sometimes that wonderful people show up and other times rabble-rousers show up, but we have no control, no real good effective control for how someone shows up to our projects or summons us and in other projects. So I've been a user, I'd say a light user of Source Hut for almost a year now. And I wanted to get into, thank you, Drew, for putting that together. Drew DeVault. I want to encourage people to look at that and perhaps start doing self-hosted things again. So getting back to the idea of working in a coffee shop chain is people just show up and there's lots of them and it's a noisy place and you can't decide who shouldn't be allowed to show up anymore, right? There's some lightweight kind of blocking mechanism or silencing mechanisms on GitHub, but it's not really the same. So you want some, it just feels too noisy. Everyone's expectations are different. So that's one of the things that I've been thinking about and trying to set some of that up. Another is setting up Jitsi or some sort of video conferencing chat, because again, we should own our own infrastructure. We should be able to communicate with one another in a way that feels like it's not mediated by major companies and major commercial interests. Because remember, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product, right? So, almost up to 5 minutes here, and probably we'll try to keep it to about 5 minutes. I'm glad I started doing this again. It's too bad that these are the circumstances we find ourselves in, but I hope to hear from you. pi@berkeley.edu is my current email address. So please reach out and be safe.